Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday. Padres lose to the Minnesota Twins last night 2-0. Trevor Plouffe hits a monster 439-foot home run into the second deck in left field. It breaks up a great pitching duel between Tyson Ross and the ex-Yankee Phil Hughes. Twins win both games of that series. Padres have now lost 7 home games to bad teams over the last 2 homestands. Record falls to 21-26. They've been shut out 8 times, and it's the 23rd time this season the Padres have scored 2 runs or less in a game. Cubs come to town. They're not playing very well. 4-game weekend series. Chicago 16-28. They're staggering. They don't have much pitching. They don't have much hitting. By the way, manager Bud Black won't be with the team on Thursday night. He's at the University of Maryland to attend his daughter's graduation. Hopscotching around the baseball scoreboard. Adrian Gonzalez cracks a 2-run home run. Yasiel Puig, Hanley Ramirez go yard. Dodgers win again in Miami 4-3. By the way, the Dodgers have suspended controversial minor league catcher Miguel Olivo indefinitely. They're going to try to trade him, maybe release him. That after he attacked teammate Alex Guerrero. Guerrero suffered severe damage to an ear when he was sucker punched, and then Olivo bit the ear. Guerrero could be out 5 to 10 weeks. Meanwhile, the Angels beat Houston last night 2-1. Albert Pujols with another home run. Halos have won 9 of their last 11 games. Around Major League Baseball, the Giants cooled off red-hot Colorado Hunter Pence, Pablo Sandoval with home runs. Rocks were 16-6 at home going into that game. Yankees nipped the Cubs. Jeff Samardzija throws more shutout innings for Chicago. Cubs lose. Samardzija is 0-4 with a 1.46 ERA. Mark Reynolds, Grand Slam home run, Milwaukee over Atlanta. Marcell Ozuna, Grand Slam home run, Miami beats Philadelphia. How about those Oakland Athletics? They beat Tampa Bay. The A's have won 11 of their last 12. Toronto gets 2 home runs from Edwin Encarnacion. They win in Boston. The Red Sox are 10-16 at Fenway Park. And this is weird. Cleveland beats Detroit 11-10. The Tigers had won 11 in a row on a road. They go into Cleveland where the Tribe was struggling, and they lose 3 of 4 there. By the way, New York Post is reporting the Yankees and Angels have contacted the Padres about the potential of a trade for pitcher Ian Kennedy. NBA basketball, San Antonio smoked Oklahoma City last night, 112-77. Danny Green hit 7 three-point shots in the game. Spurs choked off Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. The two stars of Oak City won a combined 13-40 shooting the basketball. San Antonio leads the series 2-0. Another day, more controversy involving Clippers owner Donald Sterling. Now the NBA has accused Sterling of trying to bribe his former girlfriend to lie to the NBA investigators about the tape with all the racial slurs on it. James Worthy, the Laker legend, says he thinks Phil Jackson's having a tough time convincing people to come work for him. He thinks Phil Jackson's going to wind up being the coach of the New York Knicks. Indiana Pacers may not have their guard, Paul George, for this Memorial Day weekend group of playoff games against Miami as the series shifts back to the Sunshine State. George is suffering the aftermath of a concussion. And they got it done in Northern California. The Sacramento City Council has voted to install a transportation tax to raise $233 million as their contribution to the building of a new basketball arena for the Sacramento Kings. The NBA franchise is going to pay $245 million themselves. In football, the problems off the field continue to mount for Aldon Smith of the San Francisco 49ers. He now pleads no contest to 3 felony gun charges from a shooting incident a summer ago. He's facing some possible jail time. He's had a lot of problems off the field. Boston police are bringing in a tattoo specialist to examine the gang markings and numbers on the tattoos on the arms of former Patriots star tight end Aaron Hernandez. He, of course, has been charged with 3 murders. A doctor in Indianapolis has come to the defense of suspended Colts defensive end Robert Mathis, who tested positive for drugs for use of fertility drugs. Sometimes those drugs are used to hide steroid use. The new doctor said he gave the drugs to Mathis to help get his family pregnant. He said he had no knowledge the client was even an NFL football player. Congratulations, longtime San Diego Charger field goal kicker John Kearney. He's been named to the New Orleans Saints Hall of Fame. The lawsuit filed against the NFL by Jim McMahon and 8 other players is becoming a class action lawsuit. They're charging the NFL improper use of painkillers. Keith Van Horn. In a deposition, the Pro Bowl offensive tackle of the Chicago Bears said he was told to take 25 Percocet tablets per week over the course of his career because of shoulder problems. Jim Kelly, the iconic Buffalo Bills quarterback, is resting comfortably. He's having problems, though. This is his final chemo session as he continues his courageous fight against brain cancer. And the Ralph Wilson estate has hired Morgan Stanley to negotiate to sell the franchise, the Buffalo Bills, part of the mandate to keep the team in upstate New York. NHL hockey, LA Kings explode for 5 goals in the third period last night. Jeff Carter gets a hat trick, and the Kings shock the Blackhawks in Chicago, banging them 6-2. Kings have now taken home ice advantage from Chicago. That series is tied 1-1 going back to LA. Montreal Canadiens, New York Rangers, Game 3, Madison Square Garden tonight. Do or die for the Habs. They got to solve Henrik Lundqvist, the goaltender, who's blazing hot in the nets for the Rangers. Habs simultaneously must contain Marty St. Louis and Brad Richards. Weird story in golf. Rory McIlroy, the Great Britain star, has called off his wedding to tennis star Caroline Wozniacki. Tabloids are going crazy as to why this happened. McIlroy called it off a week after all the wedding invitations were sent out. He had dated her for the last 3 years. No explanation. And NASCAR has named the latest group to be enshrined into the Hall of Fame in Charlotte, North Carolina, led by the great 1950s black driver Wendell Scott. Also, Bill Elliott, Joe Weatherly, and Freddie Lorenzen. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.